And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now we should be joined on the line by Amanda. Good morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning, Davey. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Amanda. You're talking to us there from the Village Counselling Service over there in Talla. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you do?
Okay, so the Village Counselling Service, we are the largest community-based counselling service in the country, and we are situated in the heart of the community in Talla. So we were established in 2004, and this year sees us in our 15th year. So from the start, from the very, very start of our, I suppose, inception, we had 6 therapists here, and now to date we have 154 voluntary therapists here on site in the Village Counselling Service.
That's really good. And I've just read this morning that Ireland has one of the highest rates of mental illness, health illness in Europe. What made you come up with this idea to get this together to help people? Because we know it's very hard to get help when you're going through some crisis like to do with your mental health. You hear all the bad publicity. You're waiting. There's waiting lists. You can't get an appointment. There's no beds available. How did you come about setting this up?
Well, the brainchild was for Dr. Marcella Finnerty. She was, I suppose, the instigator and the founder of the Village Counselling Service in 2004. She herself seen the need for such a service in a community that could offer, you know, the low cost, because counselling can be quite expensive for people who are trying to source it privately. So she seen the need was there to allow people to access the service with... Our ethos here would be, you know, we are contribution based. We do get some funding from TUSLA, HSE and NOSB, but we just seen the need there for people to be able to access counselling service who may not be able to access it through privately.
So it's to offer affordable counselling for people.
Absolutely, and money is not even an option. It's to allow people to access the service with anything, with no money at all.
Okay. And as you said, you've seen it grow over the years as it started out 15 years ago. Are you just mainly based in Talla, or is there, have you opened any more offices around the country?
At the moment, we're just based in Talla, but we've just had a very successful visit from Minister Jim Daly here on site here on Tuesday. And he himself was so impressed with what we do here and what we do within the community that he himself has said that he would love to see what we do here spread out to throughout the country. So who knows, maybe in the next couple of years you might see ourselves branch out to four corners of the country, hopefully.
I think it's very important for something like this to be branched out all over the country. It's something we really need, and we really need it now for people so that they can afford to go. As you said, it can be very expensive.
Absolutely.
You know, to go for counselling. That's why people actually don't go, because they can't afford it. But as you said, the Minister of State came the other day and seen what was going on. So hopefully we will see, because as I read it, we have the highest, you know,
we
the
do.
Highest number here in Ireland of mental health. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
It doesn't. We ourselves here are kind of in a very unique situation here. We have a sister company here, the IICP College, which trains therapists here on site. So the uniqueness of that situation, and it's a very symbolic ethos with ourselves here. So we have our training college who are training our students to become our future therapists, and then they can actually start their training practice here all underneath in the one umbrella. So with them, you know, a constant cohort of students coming through our doors, we can just keep on facilitating the need that's out there for people to access counselling. We don't have a catchment area, so anybody who wants to access the service, they can come. If they can get here, that's great. We help them, and we'd be delighted to have them here on site.
Great. Do you have a waiting list?
Our wait time is not too bad. You know, that's a constant struggle with any service, and we're no different. We do try to keep our wait time down as quickly as we can, and we have been doing that quite successfully of late. But it is a challenge, and will always be a challenge for any service, not just ourselves here. But we do work very, very hard to get people an appointment as quickly as we can. You know, there are constraints to that, like, you know, times, days, what the people themselves have to offer. But we do work, you know, as quickly as we can to get an appointment for them in a very quick time frame.
And Amanda, I don't know about yourselves, but with the show we do here, we do a lot on mental health. And I have noticed over the past couple of years, there's been a rise in children going for help for depression and anxiety. Do you offer counselling for children as well as
adults? We do. When we set ourselves up in 2004, we noticed that 20% of the clientele at that stage, you know, would have been looking for, you know, minor counselling. So we set up our Sarah Jane services in 2008, and since then we have seen over 2,000 children and teenagers within that time frame go through our doors here in the Sarah Jane services.
Great, because sometimes children can't explain how they're feeling. They know that they're just not feeling right and they can't explain, so it's great to have that facility there for them.
It is, and you know, we have our play therapist, and we have a play therapy room here, so that the medium that we would work would be play therapy. So we use that, and over the last number of years, to help us with our wait time with our child and adolescent services, we've come up with our step to care plan. So what that is, it's like a psychoeducational 6 to 7 weeks where our therapist would see a small group of children who would be coming with very similar presentation. She would work with them. She would give them the tools and the basis needed to help them manage whatever it is that they're going through. It has been proved to be quite successful. Since we started that in, I think it was 2016, we've seen like 87% of those children who have accessed our Step to Care program no longer need to go to for further one-on-one therapy. So we're getting the help that our children need, and we're also helping ourselves here with our wait time. So we run them continuously on a yearly basis. And they are proving to be very, very successful, thank God.
And what about the other end, the older people? We know we're living a lot longer now, and loneliness.
Yeah, we have our age group is from 6 years to 80 plus, with our average age being 32 years of age. So we would, you know, we would work with people with any issues that they would have on their day-to-day basis. We also have a very good working relationship with our local GPs here in the area in Tala, and in other areas as well, Clondalkin and Lucan, so it's not just Tala based. But I mean, a lot of our referrals would be self-referrals, so a lot of our clients would have, you know, they would contact ourselves through word of mouth, through, you know, family members have contacted the service. But we also have a very, very high percentage of GP referrals. So last year alone, 25% of our referrals actually came from our local GPs in the area. So it just shows that, you know, everyone knows we're here and that we get referrals in, that I suppose the GPs and the HSE and our local hospitals have faith in a service like ourselves here. So, you know, we're delighted that we have such a good reputation in the community and that we're here to help.
Great.
And in the community.
Amanda, do you have to be referred by a doctor, or can you just make an appointment yourself?
No, not at all. No. You just need to pick up the phone to myself and my colleague Anne here in the office, and we just take some very basic details, and then we would work, as I said earlier, to get an appointment as quickly as we can for our clients.
Great. Okay, Amanda, can you give out the contact details if people are listening
and
would like to avail of your services?
Yeah, of course I can. So our website is www.villagecounselling.ie, and we have two contact numbers. We have a landline number, which is 01 466 4218, and our mobile number is 087 904 9497.
I'll give that out again. Can you just give the landline out one more time? I missed some.
I can indeed. It's 01 466 4218.
Great. And you don't have to be from the catchment area to avail of the services?
Absolutely not. Anyone who can get themselves here or can access the service here is more than welcome to contact ourselves. We don't have a catchment area. No, we don't.
Great, Amanda. Thanks a million for talking to us this morning on Lifeline, and keep up the good work.
That's great, Amy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.